the early months of 1962, writer Stan Lee and artist Steve Ditko came together to dream up an idea for a new comic book character that would soon swing into the hearts of readers. The character arrived within the pages of Amazing Fantasy number 15, a publication bearing the Marvel Comics emblem. Here, for the first time, the world met Peter Parker, an ordinary high school teenager whose life took an extraordinary turn after being bitten by a radioactive spider. Following the bite, Peter found himself endowed with incredible spider-like abilities, and this chance transformation birthed the iconic superhero known as Spider-Man. Stan Lee, the writer who conceived of Spider-Man, also dreamt up countless other characters in the Marvel Universe, including Thor, Iron Man, and the X-Men, building a collection of superheroes who, unlike other comic book characters at the time, had flaws, desires, and conceits. They were dynamic and more human than hero in many cases. You're listening to Wikisleep. I'm Adrian Sala. As we begin, take a moment to get settled. Enjoy a few long, deep breaths, and settle in to wherever you're listening. If your mind starts to wander, don't worry. Simply return to my voice and the biography of the man whose mind created the Marvel Universe. Stan Lee, whose birth name was Stanley Martin Lieber, was born on December 28, 1922, in Manhattan, New York, in the apartment of his Romanian-born Jewish immigrant parents, Celia and Jack. He had one younger brother named Larry. As a child, Lee said that he was influenced by books and movies, particularly those with Errol Flynn playing heroic characters. Reading The Scarlet Pimpernel, he recalled the title character as the first superhero he had read about. Lee's father, trained as a dress cutter, worked only sporadically after the Great Depression, and the family moved further uptown to Washington Heights, Manhattan. By the time Lee was in his teens, the family was living in an apartment in the Bronx. He described it as a third-floor apartment facing out back, and he and his brother shared the bedroom while their parents slept on a fold-out couch. While living in the Bronx, Lee attended DeWitt Clinton High School. During this time, he enjoyed writing and entertained dreams of writing the great American novel one day. To gain experience, he worked part-time writing jobs, such as drafting obituaries for a news service and writing press releases for the National Tuberculosis Center. He also delivered sandwiches for the Jack May Pharmacy to offices in Rockefeller Center, worked as an office boy for a trouser manufacturer, ushered at the Rivoli Theater on Broadway, and sold subscriptions to the New York Herald Tribune newspaper. At 15, he entered a high school essay competition sponsored by the New York Herald called the Biggest News of the Week Contest. He claimed to have won the prize for 3 straight weeks, prompting the newspaper to write him and ask him to let someone else win. At the same time, the paper suggested he look into writing professionally, which Lee said probably changed his life.